Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. That's Genesis 1, 1 and 2. To introduce the creative work of how God fashioned the world, the author of Genesis sets before his readers these facts. There was a beginning to life on earth. God did the creating of life, and he set in order the creation as it is known to mankind. Just as it has been, it is still today that mankind rejects or accepts this truth that's spoken in these words. For all of us who come to worship Jehovah, truth of his being our creator is accepted with great joy. Following all that is said of God, he is loving, compassionate, merciful, forgiving, righteous, and just. There is no favoritism in him or in any of his ways that he deals with us. I would pray today that our faith in our God, our Creator, brings a comfort and assurance to those of us who live in an uncertainty in this world. Daily, there are reminders of every sort that we cannot make our plans without some degree of wonder. What might happen? Jesus has prepared us to live with the blessed assurance in our salvation. The world will never be a place to set our security. But the Lord is unchanging. He is everlasting. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What a blessing to bow down and worship our God who is able to provide and protect us from all evil. Far beyond the beginning of all that is of this earth and the life that was made through God, there is God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Before everything seen by human eye, there is God. The richest treasure is to know God as Creator, Savior, and Friend. He invites us to his table. We can walk with him. We are cherished. We find shelter in the time of a storm. By faith, we can live with a hope that cannot be snatched away. Isaiah wrote, "For this is what the Lord says, He who created the heavens, He is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. And He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other." That comes from Isaiah the prophet.
There are some things
I may not know.
There are some
places
I can't go.
But I am sure.
This one thing. That God is real. For I can feel Him deep within. My God is real.
ergo.
My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Ransomed soul.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. In Psalms 118, verse 24, in that psalm, the building of an eternal kingdom of Jesus is shared in a prophetic way. The day of the Lord made is the day when the very foundation of faith has been laid upon Jesus and His Word. Credit is given to God for the salvation that He renders. It is the Apostle Peter who has brought to light the full meaning of what the psalmist wrote. The apostle wrote, "As we come to Him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to Him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." For this is the scripture, and this is what it says. "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall." When the Apostle Paul instructed us, who are of the faith, to rejoice always, he knew that the source of being glad, even in the midst of all the evil and all the ugliness of this world, is because of our faith in God. Romans 8 says it so very well. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from God's love. Christians live in this great assurance. It comes daily as we walk with the Lord, following His will, obeying His commandments, loving God more than anything else, loving our neighbors as ourselves, being the salt of the earth and the light of the world, bearing the burden of our brothers in Christ, laying up treasures in heaven, overcoming temptations to live by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. The love of God compels us to live a life that He declares is pure, undefiled, by taking care of widows and orphans in their affliction, and keeping ourselves unstained by the world. The gospel call is so very significant. It is God's power to save sinners. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith alone, or by itself, is not a saving faith, so James tells us. Saving faith is one that lives an obedient life to God. It confesses Jesus not only on the day of one's baptism into Christ, but it is a constant confession of faith that Jesus is my Lord. The commands of God become the manual for living in a manner that glorifies God and blesses others. This is how Paul instructs us. Living by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He says, "Let us keep in step with the Spirit." Our passion for Christ should bring us to worship, to adore and magnify God. Nature declares the glory of God, but we who are His should and must do the same. There is no day the Lord has not made. Every day is one that we should lift up our voice and give thanks for it. Each day we can voice our joy because of the Lord, who gives us life, breath, and all things, and in whom we live, move, and have our very being. We worship because God is worthy. His unconditional love and His amazing grace are undeniable to us who believe. We are here to praise the Lord.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.